Morning. Let's turn to Acts chapter 2. Starting from verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, and as the Spirit was giving them utterance. Now there were Jews living in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were bewildered, because they were each one hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and marveled, and saying, Why are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we each hear them in our own language, to which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the districts of Libya around Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them in our own tongues speaking of the mighty deeds of God. And they all continued in amazement and great perplexity, saying to one another, what does this mean? But others were mocking and saying, they are full of sweet wine. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your presence. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come as you did on this day, God, and fall upon each of us and fill our hearts with your love and with your power. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This passage we've read many times, right? And we've heard many times on this passage. And there are a lot of things one could talk about. But I just wanted to talk about the last verse. It says, others were mocking and saying, they are full of sweet wine. And maybe it's a funny passage to talk about, but just in our Christian walk, you know, as we try to live this life for Jesus, and as we share the gospel, and as we stand up for Jesus Christ in this world, in verse 12, it says, many continued in amazement and great perplexity, saying to one another, what does this mean? So there are people that are intrigued by that. There are people that are thinking, wow, what's going on? You know, these Christians, they love the Lord and they sing and they have joy and, you know, what's going on? And maybe I can have that too. There will be people that respond in that way. But there, you know, 13 says, but others were mocking and saying, they are full of sweet wine. Because, you know, this is crazy, the Pentecost. You know, these people that don't know these languages, they are by the Spirit of God uttering these things in another language. You know, we talk about prophetic evangelism. Sean Smith comes and he talks about, you know, how he moves in the prophetic to share the gospel. And, you know, he hears from God what God is saying to a certain individual, and he will go up to them and he will say them. And I think, and probably many of us think, yeah, if the Lord could do that, then I would go evangelize, you know? If the Lord could really give me words of knowledge and we can share the gospel to them in a way that's going to make sense to them, and we can move in signs and wonders, and we can amaze people, then of course, then we'll go and evangelize and we'll do these things. But that's what's happening here in chapter 2. Signs and wonders are taking place, because these people, they know that they shouldn't be speaking these languages, but the Spirit of God has come upon them and they're speaking in languages that they do not know. And yet, even then, others, there were people that were sitting there and mocking them and saying, you know, these guys are just drunk so early in the morning. So, I think we can't wait. You know, we can't wait and say, God, if you can give us words of knowledge, and if we can give us these signs and wonders and acts of power that we can do, Then we're going to go, and then we will share about Jesus Christ, and we'll make our faith known, and we'll make our relationship with Jesus Christ known, and we'll do all these things. Because mocking will still come, you know? Mockings, I think, will come no matter what, whether we are moving in signs and wonders and we are amazing people, or we are sharing the gospel just with our life and sharing them about our relationship with Jesus Christ. Mocking will come. And I think it'll be, at least for myself, just an excuse to say, I'm going to fast and pray and I'm going to wait till God gives me power and the ability to move in the prophetic until I can go and evangelize and share my faith. Really, I'm just afraid of people. Right? It's fear of man that says, oh, I don't want to be mocked. You know, I don't want people to laugh at me, and I don't want people to think I'm some psycho Christian. That keeps me from sharing the gospel. It's not the lack of signs and wonders. It's not the lack of me moving in the prophetic that keeps me from evangelizing. But it's my fear of man, you know. It's like, oh, I don't want to seem stupid, and I don't want people to think I'm stupid. But they will think you're stupid anyway. Even if you move in powers and signs and wonders, people, there will still be people that say, your faith just sounds stupid, and I think you're just drunk and full of wine. So I think we need to start now. You know, if we move without so much prophetic, without so much anointing power, if we're willing to step out in faith, then we'll see more results. I mean, so people mocked Peter, and people thought, oh, these guys are drunk and blah, blah, blah. And still, Peter went out there and he preached a message, and 3,000 people came to know Jesus Christ, and they gave their life to Jesus. So mocking is a small price to pay. To have people return to the Lord and to have people come to a relationship with God. So let the Holy Spirit speak to you. You know, are we moving in the fear of man, or are we going to move in obedience? And sure, people will mock us. If we, you know, tell people about Jesus Christ, and if we tell people about our relationship with God, and the message speaks to me because I am so stuck in my Christian bubble now, I feel like I don't have any people that I can talk to and share about Jesus Christ. I need to make an effort. So let the Holy Spirit speak to me as I preach. But some of you have more opportunities, right, to share your faith. So let's do that. Let's allow God to move and use us. So let's close our eyes and let the Holy Spirit come. But no condemnation. God loves us. Let the voice of God whisper into your heart that He loves you, and let's move out of that place, because that's how we can get rid of our fear of man. Lay down our fear of man. I think that's what kind of comes to my heart as we meditate. And fear of man keeps us from obeying God, you know, moving in obedience. And I think it's a legitimate fear, you know, it's scary to think about people mocking us. But then our calling is greater. what God has asked us to do is greater. So, Holy Spirit, come and help us. God, we want to lay down fear of man, God. We want to operate in the fear of the Lord. Just give us a right understanding. That song is so appropriate because it's as God opens the eyes of our hearts and we see the holiness of God, the greatness of God, as we fix our eyes upon Jesus, you know, that's how, as this is just the Lord kind of speaking to me, that's how I can get rid of the fear of man, as I see the holiness of God, the greatness of God. So Lord, open the eyes of our hearts, God, so that we can see you high and lifted up. For our group prayer focus, just two things, let's pray together. One is the YWAM team and the Israel team. We've been praying for them every day. Let's pray that God really protects the Israel team, they're almost done with their tour. Let's pray that God brings them back here safely. But even the last few days, that they really learn and they really see and grow from this trip, and God just blesses them tremendously. Let's pray for the YWAM team. Let's pray that God blesses them, protects them, anoints them. They're in Egypt ministering. And lastly, let's pray for our church sanctuary. We've been looking and we've been praying. Not a lot of breakthrough yet, but let's keep on praying, and let's ask that God would show us where to go and how we can make this move. And let's pray that God would help us to raise the funds and work out the details with the Korean side and all that stuff. Let's just pray that God covers us and leads us in this time. So those three things, let's pray together. God, we thank you. We lift up. Pray together. God, we thank you. We lift up our Israel team, your blessing upon them, protection, God. May they learn so much from this time. Anoint PSAM as he teaches. We pray for your anointing power, your unity and love, God, compassion upon the YWAM team, Lord. We pray a protection over evil spirits, God, working to break the team apart, God, and to give them negative thoughts and just deceptions and lies. We command those things to go away in Jesus' name. We pray for your protection. We pray for your anointing. We pray, Father, for effective ministry, physical protection as well. Go before them and after them and beside them, Lord Jesus. And we also pray for our church sanctuary. We pray, God, that you will lead us and bring us to the perfect place, God. Be with our building search committee. Give them wisdom. I pray that you take them and show them the best place, Father God, and wisdom in negotiating and all that. And we pray for all the logistical stuff here, God, and all the admin stuff here to make the move from the Korean side. And Lord, we just pray for your guidance. We pray for your Holy Spirit, your leading, and just for that to be smooth as well. We want to bless you. We want to thank you. We want to love you. God, thank you for this morning. So bless each and every person here. May they walk with you and close to you today, God. And Holy Spirit, come and fill them up, God, as you did at Pentecost Day, God. I pray, Holy Spirit, tongues of fire falling upon each of us, God, that we are filled with such a love for you, God, and such an anointing. So thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you. Have a great day.